Man. All these road songs. They have long intros. We got time to get... We got to get into these things. There we go. Now we're talking. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Last time I checked. Yeah, we are on the road again.
I want to sum up what we've just been talking about a little bit here. I found a great... just a little quick rundown here. So let's recap. Sex ed is discouraged. Birth control is impossible to access. Abortion and miscarriage are considered felonies. And felons can't vote. Okay. Just a little
thing. I saw that circulating on social media, too.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Great. Great stuff, guys. You're listening to us today on WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. I'm Madison. You're listening to us on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app or give us a call, 844-967-2789. I don't know where you want to go next, Luke, but I have a fun thing that I have just come across. And I think it's something that everyone should encourage. I would encourage everyone to just at least check out, especially if you are of the, lefty-leaning variety. Because I don't know if you like, listen to the crazy rights or anything like that, like Ron Johnson. But whenever somebody talks about the left or any of the left's ideas, they really like to put it into some sort of, stupid context like this.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
What do you even mean by that?
No, he's just saying buzzwords. He's got a list of buzzwords that he needs to make sure he labels the other side as, and that's what the senior senator from Wisconsin throws out there then.
Yeah. So I want to throw out a series of statements just to see if anybody can guess these things, okay? If you're listening at home, I'm going to do 1 through 10, and you say Marx or the Bible. This is a wonderful thread that I found. Is it from Karl Marx or is it from the Bible? And we'll just see. I'm going to run down the list. You have your list at home and try and count how many either in your mind, either Marx or the Bible quotes. Count which one. I'll read them to you and we'll see what you guys think.
All right, I'm following along. Let's do it.
Number one, do not rob the poor.
Okay.
Number two, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, a righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge.
All right.
Are not the rich ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? That's number four. Number five, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Number six, sell your possessions and give to the needy.
And Brian is reading several passages, yep. And the question is it Marx or is it the Bible?
Marx or the Bible? Give an Italian at home. Number six, I just read, sell your possessions and give to the needy. Number seven, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Number eight, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. Number nine, keep your life free from love of money. And number 10, but woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. That's number 10. So, at home, just think about how many of those 10 statements are either from Karl Marx or from the Bible. And
give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let us know which ones you think are
We're going to take a phone call, and then I'll reveal the answer after our call. Let's listen to Angie in Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Hey, hi. I was just listening to you talk about the guys. Yeah, I'm actually a grandma, so I've already raised my kids. Talk about trying to get child support. And now I only got child support for one kid, and it costed me an arm and a leg to get that. to get the child support, but I never even got it. So I raised my kids, both of them, for, the whole time. And I would work 2 to 3 jobs the whole time. And I would even hear about other single moms that would get $25 payments a week for, you know, their child support. I mean, these courts really got to step it up then. I mean, what are these women going to do? We're going to have all these kids. I mean, because 1 or 2 kids, no. This is nothing like we've ever seen. People get pregnant just breathing the air.
Yeah,
sometimes
I have a friend. I have a friend who's been. I've known so many people who have had mistake kids, even though they have. I've had people have a kid. I've known people who've had kids when they had their tubes tied.
Yeah, that was always my biggest fear. And then, like my daughter's actually got a lot of health issues right now. And yeah, she's married, but if she would have a baby right now, that would be the most painful thing she would ever go through in her entire life. So as much as she would want a baby, she literally cannot have one right now, physically.
A lot of people have a lot of people have no idea what they are going through. And thank you so much for sharing, Angie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We got enough time for one more call here. Let me see. And we have time. Again, thank you, Angie. I really appreciate your sharing. This is fantastic.
Yeah, appreciate your call, Angie.
Because nobody understands the actual situation, the reality of the situation that people are put in when these laws are made about them. That they just think of some fantasy in their mind that actually happens, which is different from the actual reality. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha, who has guesses on the 10 quotes I just read. Is it Karl Marx or is it the Bible? How you doing, Greg?
Hey, Brian and Luke, I'll be quick, but all 10 of those statements are from the Bible. And let me just say that I go to a Bible school in Waukesha, and I think if we took Jesus and the authors of the Bible at their words, we would be a lot better off. I think the Bible's definitely written, to people who are on the fringes, who are, you know, who need to hear the gospel, who need to hear hope. And
you know what, Greg, I got to agree with that sentiment, because when I studied the Bible and when I was brought up through Catholic school, and that's what I was taught as well. I was taught that Jesus taught to the fringes, the people that were he hung out with, you know, lepers and prostitutes and things. But I got to tell you, Greg, and I appreciate your call and I appreciate your guess. You're absolutely wrong, man. Every single one of those quotes was Karl Marx. Every single one was Karl Marx. Most of the philosophy of Karl Marx pretty much echoes the philosophy of Jesus Christ. It's kind of amazing. And Greg, while I agree with your sentiment, that's kind of what happened, man. Well, he hung up. So, yeah. All right. Again, I don't understand how people of like minds can't come together and figure it out. But if you go and label everything as socialism or Marxism when you don't understand what the heck you're talking about, you walk right into it.
You do. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back tomorrow at 2.
Roadhouse.